Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me this afternoon is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And, you know, Rich, this was a good week for vitamin D. You know, there were some new studies published on vitamin D, and you probably heard about them. Now, you think you may have heard about as much about vitamin D as you want to, or you could, over the past year or two. And you couldn't be blamed for that. But there's some very interesting things that came out of these two recent studies.
Well, first, in spite of all the talk about vitamin D and how important we now realize it is in preventing numerous serious health problems, it turns out that more people are deficient in vitamin D now than was the case a year ago. That's hard to believe, but it seems to be true. Here are the numbers. Analyzing data from the government health surveys, researchers from the University of Colorado found 3 out of 4 Americans had what they called insufficient levels of vitamin D. That's 3 out of 4. That's up from about 1 out of 2 20 years ago. Now, is this important? Well, you bet it is. The researchers point out that traditionally vitamin D has been seen as vital to bone health and to prevent rickets, which is a bone disease. But recent discoveries show that many kinds of cells in the body contain vitamin D receptors, and this indicates that they use vitamin D in some way. In fact, we now believe that the vitamin regulates 1,000 different genes and is believed to have a role in preventing heart disease, cancer, and in regulating the immune system.
Well, in spite of all this, some have questioned whether vitamin D supplementation is as beneficial in preventing bone disease and fractures in the elderly as recently has been claimed. Well, to answer that question, researchers at the University of Zurich performed a meta-analysis, which included results from 20 randomized double-blind controlled trials. And they appear to have answered the question and answered some additional questions as well. First, does vitamin D work? And the answer is yes. Vitamin D reduced the risk of non-vertebral bone fracture in the elderly. But there was some interesting and I think very important additional observations that were made as well. Well, for one thing, they found that dosage was very important. To see the benefits, you needed at least 400 IUs of vitamin E daily. At less than that level, the protection was significantly less impressive. At higher doses, the benefit became substantially more impressive. And this may explain what some previous studies failed to show, that there was benefit because the dose was too low.
Okay. In addition, their analysis revealed another interesting fact. Vitamin D3, that's D3, is cholecalciferol, showed a significant fracture preventive function at high doses. But vitamin D2, ergocalciferol, did not. More on this in a moment. And lastly, at higher doses, they found a greater benefit to increasing the vitamin D3 than they did in increasing the calcium intake. And a whole lot cheaper, and the pills are a lot smaller as well. Okay, so what does this mean from a practical standpoint? It means, given what we now know, you darn well better look at the amount of vitamin D you're getting from your supplement. 400 IU per day is probably no longer enough for most people. 800 to 1,000 IU is probably a better target, again, for most people. There are always exceptions. Those at risk should look at getting tested to see what their actual vitamin D blood level is.
It also means that you should look carefully at the label on your supplements to see if it contains vitamin D3 or vitamin D2. For example, we often get asked about products like Centrum. We've pointed out that products of this type contain synthetic vitamins when possible, such as vitamin E. They contain very low potencies, only 1 to 2 milligrams of certain of the B vitamins. They contain artificial colors, and if you look at the label, you'll see that they contain vitamin D2. Rather than vitamin D3. Many of you buy a calcium 600 with vitamin D. Check the label. Many versions of that product found in the mass market stores will also contain vitamin D2 instead of vitamin D3. Be sure also to look at the supplements you take, all of them. There will be some vitamin D in your multivitamins. If you take a bone-building formula, you'll no doubt have vitamin D there as well. It may turn up in other supplements also, cod liver oil or fish oil, for example. So add up the amounts in all of your supplements to determine if you need more vitamin D. For many of you, especially those of you concerned about bone health, a separate vitamin D supplement, 400 IUs or 1,000 IUs, may be necessary. Getting back to the question of vitamin D3 or vitamin D2, vitamin D3, as Dr. Podell said, is called cholecalciferol, and vitamin D3 is derived from two places. Number one, if you expose your skin to the sun, it'll be made eventually. That will be made in your body. If you take a supplement, the animal-based supplements, the vitamin D that comes from fish oil is vitamin D3, cholecalciferol. There is also a form of vitamin D that's been made now from lanolin, from wolf fat, and that also is a vitamin D3. Oh. Well, where does vitamin D2 come from? Vitamin D2 is called irradiated ergosterol, and that's a plant source of vitamin D. Okay, so all of you vegetarians may want to consider possibly, I don't want to, you know, mess you guys up, but all of the vegetarians who rely on natural sources of vitamin D are getting the vitamin D2 form. So that may or may, you know, that may not, according to the latest studies, that may not be the best way to go.
Which vitamin D is added to milk?
Vitamin D2.
D2, okay.
Okay, so even vitamin D2.
This is now, part where I didn't understand, because vitamin D2 was supposed to work.
No, vitamin D2 needs to be converted to vitamin D3 in the body.
Okay.
It's one of those things that, you know. Now, vitamin D2 will prevent rickets.
Okay.
Okay, but rickets is a disease usually of children where you have inadequate amounts of vitamin D in the formative bone years when the bones are forming and you get bowed legs and things like that. Vitamin D2 will help that. Okay? You need to take more of that. See, it's expressed in units.
Yeah.
Anytime something is expressed in units, milligrams don't count. So in order to get 400 IUs of vitamin D2, you may need, let's say, 10 milligrams for argument's sake. It's not, but I'm not sure of the milligram equivalents. To get 400 IUs of vitamin D3, you may not need 10, you may need 5.
Okay.
And both of those will prevent rickets. But apparently when it comes to preventing osteoporosis, it's the D3 that's important. And the D3 is sometimes listed as vitamin D3 and sometimes listed as cholecalciferol. So those are the forms that you want to look at in your multiples or in your supplements, cholecalciferol. And once again, the cholecalciferol is derived from animal sources, and the ergocalciferol, the vitamin D2, is derived from plant sources. So that's basically the difference. And if you look at some of the fortifications, as you pointed out, they will be fortified. Foods will be fortified primarily with vitamin D2,
mm-hmm.
because it's the form it's in makes it easier to use in dried products than the mm-hmm. cholecalciferol, which is a bit oilier. Okay, that said, We'll begin taking your calls shortly. Let me give you folks the number, 1-800-321-0710. And as I've been saying for weeks already, probably the last 6 months, this show is simulcast down to Atlanta, Georgia. And our 800 number works down in Atlanta. 1-800-321-0710. All you folks in Atlanta, give us a call just as well. Glad to hear from you, too. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we shall return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
This is Arne Gitomer, and I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jaru products. It's called PomGuard. The pomegranate concentrate capsules, PomGuard, is now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection is, and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, American Health, the full lines, 35% off. Doctor's Best, the full line, 33% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, the full lines at 30% off. And there's much, much more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. Actually, it hasn't been uploaded to the website as yet, but I'm hopeful that it will be sometime today. Also, you know, we just sent out our new product reference catalog. It should be in the mail. I received mine at home a couple days ago. So please look out for your latest catalog, and it'll have a sales bulletin attached, and it'll have all of these sale discounts on there as well. And if you don't know how to get that catalog and sales bulletin, or if you're not on our mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. That's our number at the store, 800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. You can also subscribe to the catalog online at www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or the Atlanta store. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, a nutritional supplement professionals. We'll begin taking your call shortly.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM capsules now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size on sale for only $28.14 and the 120 capsule size only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition and health and everything else. And our first caller today is Lori from Eastchester, New York.
Hi, Arnie. I take the Wilvite vitamins, which are terrific, but it doesn't contain L-carnitine or resveratrol, and I'd like to know what these two are good for.
Okay. It doesn't contain a lot of things. It contains a lot of things. It also doesn't contain
it
a lot of things.
It contains a lot. I know it does contain a lot, but these two...
Carnitine is an amino acid,
mm-hmm.
and it does a lot of nice things related to circulation in the heart. Mm-hmm. And even if it was present in a multivitamin, it would be there in very, very tiny amounts. And in order for the carnitine to work, you need to be in the 500 milligram, 1,000 milligram dosage form. And its main claim to fame is that it helps to take fat that's in the blood. It transports it into the mitochondria of the cell so that it's easier for the cell to burn the fat.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant. Getting a lot of press lately. And does many, many things related to longevity, related to keeping weight off and things like that. But it is an excellent antioxidant.
And
once again, small amounts. Resveratrol is also one of those things you don't need 1,500 milligrams, but, you know, getting into the 1,500 milligram dosage is where you should be in resveratrol. And a lot of the antioxidant products are now containing resveratrol.
So it's good to take both of them then?
Sure. But once again, everybody has... everybody has, let's say, a nutritional budget. Where are you going to spend your money depending upon what your problems are?
Mm-hmm.
If your problems are related to, the heart, you may want to consider L-carnitine.
Okay.
Okay. If you're one of the types of people who likes to take a whole bunch of different things, yeah, you could add the L-carnitine also. It doesn't do any harm.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next we have Sandy from Manala Plan, New Jersey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
For Dr. Podell. What could be the significance of wheezing in the throat?
Well, there's a whole lot. When does it occur? Breathing in, breathing out?
Both, I guess.
Okay. I mean... At one end, it could be an asthma kind of thing, and this usually doesn't sound in the throat. It sounds deeper down, but you can hear it in the throat. Or two, it can be a spasm higher up, for instance, in the vocal cord area. And sounds in the chest can transmit in funny ways and directions, so it's not quite always clear where it's coming from. But if you hear it in the throat, you start off, I think, with seeing the family doctor, listen to your lungs. And if the family doctor can't figure out what's going on, then probably in ear, nose, and throat to look down at your vocal cords.
Uh-huh. I do have asthma, and the pulmonary doctor said that he heard wheezing in the throat, and he said, what did the GI doctor say? And I said, I haven't been to him in a while now, and we just left it at that.
Okay, well, I think what he's referring to there is the fact that if you have reflux, if you have acid coming back into your throat, that can trigger off an asthma type thing, which can cause wheezing that's heard in the throat or wheezing that's heard in the lungs or both. So it's not that reflux will cause wheezing in the throat per se, but it can trigger that whole cycle of spasm, which may be affected in the lung, in the throat.
So it would be a good idea for Sandy to check with the GI guy.
It's the lung person that said it. I'd actually go next to the ENT, but if there's nothing at the ENT, the GI guy would be nice. The ENT can probably see if there's reflux. It can see the kind of a burning in and around the vocal cords. That's probably the easiest thing.
Okay, Sandy, thanks so much for that call. 1-800-321-0710. We got a couple of lines open again. Next, we have Judith from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. You were talking about D2 in milk. Does that mean every vegetarian thing has D2, like a vegetarian chews, you know, the chewable vitamins?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if it's vitamin D3, it's not vegetarian.
So will the body convert it to D3 like it does with thyroid medication?
Well, thyroid doesn't always do that either.
It will sort of to a degree, and if you're lucky, it's enough.
Yeah, but once again, the study that we spoke about today seemed to indicate that, you know, it's the when it comes to osteoporosis, D3 is the one that's important.
What if you're kosher and you can't take animal sources?
Well, there is a kosher vitamin D3.
Oh.
It's made by Bluebonnet.
Okay.
All right, and I believe it's derived from the fat of the wool. You know, it's derived from lanolin.
Oh, okay.
So it's Bluebonnet, I think, has that kosher.
And I can get it from Wilner's?
Of course.
Yeah. Great.
And of course, there's another vegetable source, which is the sun.
Okay.
Yeah, the sun is good. Just make sure you don't. Just make sure you don't get burned, and make sure you keep your skin moisturized very well.
I see, sir, but I'm just wasting my money with the other vitamins. So.
No, you're not wasting your money. It's just the osteoporosis that you're concerned about.
Yes.
It seemed that D3 did a much better job.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. You know, all this stuff about vitamin D2 and vitamin D3, I think it's, I wonder how many people are going to pick up on that. You know,
you're going to get confused. That's what they're going to do.
It's, for myself, I've always said take vitamin D3. I never recommended vitamin D2 because vitamin D3 is, it just seemed to me to be the right one to take. You know, I know they use it to fortify milk and D2 to fortify milk and everything, but I never liked it. I always felt that the D3 was much the better way to go. And it turned out I was vindicated.
Vindicated.
Okay. All right. We need to pause.
Let's go sue those other guys.
We need to pause for another short break. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
And now a traffic update from Bill Powers.
And if you're traveling on Westside Avenue in North Bergen, New Jersey, we're closed down in the 4700 area due to a marsh fire, and the fire and smoke can be seen for miles. 69th Street also closed over by Westside Avenue and all the surrounding streets. So if you're heading for the Lincoln Tunnel, you're going to really see the smoke billowing up, not affecting the Lincoln Tunnel itself. That's got a 15-minute delay all on its own as you try to head into town. Holland Tunnel about a 15-minute wait from the Turnpike approach, 10 minutes from the 19 approach. Outbound side about a 10-minute delay. And the GW Bridge is going to cost you 10 minutes as you head into Manhattan as well. Traveling on the Belt Parkway, slow ride Kennedy Airport to Cross Bay Boulevard, eastbound side by Knapp Street. We had an earlier accident. It's been cleared, but traffic still very, very slow. And this report sponsored by the American Heart Association. Take a stand against heart disease by putting one foot in front of the other. Join the American Heart Association and wear your sneakers on April 8th, National Start Walking Day. Learn more at go.heart.org. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend, Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on WOR in New York and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about nutrition. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And as I keep saying, that number works from Atlanta, Georgia as well. So some of you Georgia folks, get on the phone. Give us a call. And our next caller is Mary from Smithtown, Long Island.
Thank you for taking my call. I have osteoporosis, and rather than take Foxamax or whatever, I'm taking, with my doctor's advice, strontium, progesterone, DHEA, because my blood work showed it's less than 15. And there's a new product that came out, Astera, that I'm hearing. And I would like to know, is that beneficial to me? Can I take that also with strontium?
Okay, you're taking strontium.
Right, 500 milligrams.
Well,
once a day.
What was the name of that other product?
O-S-T-E-R-A.
Do you know it?
Check it out. Okay. Other things that should be helpful or could be helpful would be, if you've been listening to the early part of our show, is vitamin D.
Oh, I take that. I take at least 2,000 of that.
Excellent. You're taking the vitamin D3.
Right, right.
Excellent.
And I'm taking a calcium citrate, you know, 1,200. And another question is, how much should you get from a supplement and how much should you get from food with calcium?
I wouldn't worry.
It doesn't
about
matter, just as long as you get it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
In certain things, when you're doing things therapeutically, as you are in your case, you're using the calcium therapeutically. You want to make sure you're getting a good calcium, something well absorbed. You said you're taking this citrate.
Yes. Do you recommend anything?
Calcium citrate is fine.
Okay.
Calcium citrate is fine. Make sure you continue with the vitamin D. Another supplement that I would recommend, if you're not already taking it, is called vitamin K2.
Okay. How much should I take of that?
You don't need much. It's just in the microgram quantities. It's available. It's available as an extract from natto, and
okay.
It's called MK7. M is in Mary, K is in King, 7.
Okay. Very
okay.
good.
And it's made by one product is made by Jarrow, and it's a nice little formula.
Thank you for that information.
Okay.
But also strontium.
Strontium,
I keep saying that. How much are there any adverse effects in that?
It doesn't appear to be.
No.
Now, just to reiterate, the way I usually recommend that people take strontium is to take it at bedtime. The one that we have comes in 340 milligram capsules, and usually you take two at a time at bedtime, away from your calcium.
Okay.
All right, so you can take your calcium throughout the day, and somewhere after dinner, don't take any more calcium, and then at bedtime, take the strontium.
You see, I take Synthroid,
mm-hmm.
so I have to take that in the morning, and
yeah.
then I do that usually like 4 in the morning because I wake up, and then I take strontium. Then I wait because you have to wait for breakfast.
Well,
my guess is that if calcium interferes with thyroid absorption, so would strontium.
Yeah.
Because they interfere with each other.
Yeah.
Right.
So my
calcium I take before I go to bed.
No, I do it the other way.
Really? Okay.
Try it the other way. Don't take all the calcium together, first of all.
Okay.
Bad idea.
Okay, thank you. All right.
All right. So take your calcium throughout the day, and at bedtime just take the strontium.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
All right, and take your thyroid first thing in the morning as you've been doing.
Okay, just the thing, the DHEA, I'm taking 5 milligrams. She just suggested 5 days a week. How fast will that build up? I'm supposed to do another blood test in 3 months. How fast? I don't want to overdose on DHEA.
You know, I think you can get a reasonable read in a month or so.
About 1 month, try it, and then?
Well, in other words, it'll be largely built up.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to wait 3 months. So if you're afraid of overdoing it, of course, 5 is a pretty low dose. But if you're afraid of overdoing it, check it in a month.
Okay, great. Well, thank you
very
much.
Okay, wait. There was one other. You asked about a product at the start.
Oh, yeah,
right.
So I found it. It's by our friends Metagenics, actually.
And that's right. Yes, it's got some
vitamin K and vitamin D, but the extra attraction is it's got an extract of berberine and then something called isoalpha acids from hops. Remember, Jeff Bland is all into hops.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the claim is that this makes bone grow better in various ways. It lowers osteocalcin levels or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't really know what that it has, but this is a very good group.
It's a new concept for osteoporosis.
Okay.
So if I did that,
then I wouldn't take the vitamin K.
That has the vitamin K I spoke about.
Okay, so that would take care of that.
That would be good.
Okay. Very good. You've been very helpful.
Well, thank you, Mary.
And I thank you very much.
All righty. And who's next? Rachel from Manhattan.
Thank you.
thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I was taking 4KO for 2 years with Cartray 2 a day and also soft gel vitamin D. And then I finished with the 4KO for 2 years. Now I was taking Boniva and affected my esophagus, my breathing. So I stopped the Boniva. And then the doctor wants me to take the Boniva and injection, which they call Reclass.
Okay.
Once a year or twice a year.
So how can we help you, Rachel?
I would like to know if it's safe to take the Reclass injection Boniva once a year or twice a year, or I don't know, I'm confused. She wants to give me the endocrinologist to give me to go to the hospital to inject.
Okay.
So what is
better? Well, let's see. We'll ask Dr. Podell.
Yeah, the answer I don't really know because I haven't used it. I'm a little leery about anything that lasts a year, but nevertheless, it's reputed to be okay. It's reputed to have less side effects than if you took it, let's say, daily or weekly, or if it took it orally. Although whether it really does or not, I don't know. And I think what you'd have to do, since I don't really know the answer, the best way is to ask the endocrinologist directly. How often do they see this esophageal irritation when you take it intravenously? You would think it would be a lot less. But the earlier studies I saw of intravenous versus oral osteoporosis medicines, it really wasn't a lot less. Okay, but I don't have enough personal experience to tell you what the numbers really are currently. But that's the question. Is it really going to not have GI effects because you're taking it only once?
Because I have esophagus, I have an ulcer in my stomach, I have GERD from all that stuff I was taking.
Yeah. Do you have a GI doctor?
Well, of course I do.
Of course.
I just saw it 2 days ago.
All right. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The endocrinologist, one, has a bias to want to use the drug, and two, may not have had the long-term experience since these drugs haven't been out that long for once a year. The GI people will probably have the opposite bias. They're more wary of those drugs. So ask your GI person whether or not the IV is likely to cause your esophagus to flare up.
All right. Thanks for that call, Rachel. And next we have Ruthie calling from her car somewhere in Brooklyn. Hi, Ruthie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I wanted to know if you can help me, but let me just tell you. I'm a diabetic. I'm on insulin. I'm kosher. And I think my memory is going, and I'm getting a little bit nervous. I've had a lot of different incidences that's happening. And I'm wondering if I could, if it would help me if I took any of those brain things that they talk about.
Possibly.
Well, let me first interject. Well, it may well help you. Are these memory things episodes of low blood sugar? Because that would be a pretty common phenomenon.
No, not really. I'm on insulin. I take it, you know, all the time.
Right, but when the sugar will dip too low, that will fog your memory.
I never put those two together, so now I'm... But it's happened so many different times. Like, I'll give you an example. I could be reading a book, and then the phone rings, and I come back. I have no idea where I was up to, and it's only 5-10 minutes later. Or, I can talk to my husband, and I can forget where I'm at. I mean, just a lot of, I'm thinking about going to a neurologist just to test myself to make sure. But I'm wondering, you know, I keep on hearing about, years ago I remember hearing about focus factor or something, and I'm always afraid to take anything, especially now that I'm a diabetic and everything, and nobody ever in my family had diabetes to my knowledge.
Well, you know, with the memory supplements, you know, Dr. Podell pointed out a very, very astute thing about the blood sugar. And if you're saying it's probably not blood sugar, how old are you?
We won't
tell. You could tell me. I won't tell anybody.
I'm 60, but I don't look it.
See, you don't sound it either.
You don't look it here either.
Right. Yeah. Right. You'd be surprised.
Okay. All right. So, yes, the memory supplements sometimes can be helpful. I'm a big believer in ginkgo. ginkgo biloba. It's an herb. It helps to bring additional blood up to the brain. They've done many, many, many studies with ginkgo, especially the ginkgo that's sold by Nature's Way. It's called Ginkgold.
Ginkgold?
G-I-N-K-G-O-L-D. Ginkgold.
Yeah, and I would probably measure your coenzyme Q level to see if maybe that should be up. I'd measure your carnitine level, see maybe that should be up. I mean, you could see a neurologist. Many, many, many more people have symptoms of loss of memory than really get Alzheimer's and such. Okay? But, you know, a neurologist would have some expertise to evaluate you.
You know, and sometimes... And sometimes the memory is really just a lack of concentration. Sometimes you just, you know, you have a lot of things on your mind and you're just not concentrating on what you have to do at hand. So there's lots of different explanations, but a memory supplement could only help.
Is there any side effects to that? Ginkgo gold?
No.
Only it's kind of a blood thinning agent, so if you're taking Coumadin and such, you'd have to be careful.
No, I'm not taking Coumadin. I'm only taking insulin, and I take vitamins, but I don't take Coumadin, thank God.
All right, good for you.
So you think I should just try the Ginkgo Gold?
You can or they have different combinations. Companies have different combinations, you know, memory combinations. I mean, Blue Bonnet, I think, has one called Power Thought, and Jarrow has one called Neuro Optimizer.
Let me ask you something. If I came into your place in the city, I live in Brooklyn, would somebody be able to
absolutely
help me and help
that's
me?
Wonderful. Come in, and we have a bunch of nutritionists and pharmacists. Any one of them would be more than happy to help you.
Are they there at any time? Do I have to?
No. Come on in.
Okay, very good. And it's Wilner Chemist, am I right?
9 to 7, Monday through Friday.
And what stores are located where?
Where? 100 Park Avenue, right across from a block from Grand Central,
okay.
Or 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall.
Okay, great. I thank you so
very much.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, guess what? Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And now let's pause for a nutritional and educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are one of the most important nutrients that support healthy aging and longevity? As the natural products industry feverishly seeks out anti-aging panaceas, many are forgetting the basics to longevity. At the foundation of every healthy human are healthy cells. Each cell is surrounded and protected by a cell membrane, which facilitates the transport of nutrients into and waste out of the cell. Cell membranes are also the site of hormone binding, cell communication, and enzyme activity. The loss of cell function is what gives rise to the many symptoms of aging. Cell membranes need a steady supply of the essential omega-3 fatty acids for optimal function. In fact, cell membranes of centenarians showed higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids, a feature scientists think could contribute to the biological mechanisms at the basis of successful aging. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10. A reduced form called ubiquinol that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco.
Ha-choo!
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary natural homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. So also look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. All Umka products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. All right, now back to the phones. Our next caller is Mike from Manhattan.
Hi, I'm holding a bottle of PGX that I got at your Park Avenue store.
Okay.
And it says that I should take it 5 to 10 minutes before my meal. What's the farthest back before my meal that I could take it to make sure that it has the same efficacy?
Oh, probably 20 minutes.
Okay. All right,
what do you want it to do? You want it to dull your appetite?
No. As a matter of fact, I have been taking it, and I will tell you that it took my sugar from 120 down to 89.
Yeah, well, that's one of the...
So I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that it does.
Yeah, that was my only concern, my sugar.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
And after I take it, how long does it last? In other words, if I ate a meal at 1 o'clock, could I eat something at 3:30 and have it still be effective?
I'm not sure. I think it would depend upon what you were eating and how much you were eating.
I see.
You know, if you're one of these people who, you know, eats the 6 small meals a day, that's good. It's mm-hmm. good for your blood sugar. But you'd have to figure out how to break up the PGX. You should at least, you know, it's not that taking extra PGX is that bad for you.
Good.
So you could take it more often if you ate more often.
Fine. Thanks very much.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. And next we have Dean calling from Queens.
Yes, hello. Thanks Hi. For taking the call. I have a question regarding my last appointment with my neurologist, which I got the report from him. I requested it. And he says he's taking vitamin D. I forgot to tell you, I have MS for about 24 months. And I'm 56. When he referenced, and I have to go to see him the next week. So that's when he's saying he's taking a supplement, vitamin D. Which vitamin D are you familiar with this illness and with the suggestion of taking vitamin D? Is it D2, D3? I have no idea. I'm not.
You always want to take D3.
Oh,
except the prescription version, the really high dose one that they use. I think that's a D2, isn't it?
Yeah.
What dose are you taking?
No, I'm not taking any.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Indicating in his report that he's taking vitamin D. I am not taking. I never was told to take vitamin D, but I understand it's quite common to tell people with this illness to take vitamin
well,
D.
It has been a study underway for several years, and I haven't heard of what the results were at the University of Toronto School of Medicine. And they were treating people with multiple sclerosis with something like 10,000 units a day of vitamin D. Huge, huge, huge dose. And it's disturbing that there's been no report, whether it's been good, bad, or indifferent. But I know they were doing the study, and when I spoke with them last, was probably 3 or 4 years ago, they seemed encouraged. But the kind of doses they're talking about are not trivial and not something you should be doing by yourself, not something you should be doing with a doctor who doesn't have familiarity with it, and not something you should do at all until we find out what happened with the University of Toronto. So if you want to call up there, you might want to talk to the neurology department at the University of Toronto School of Medicine.
I'll remember that only because of the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay.
And see what the heck's happened.
That's a fair point. I'm just curious whether or not you've heard of vitamin D as a supplement for MS.
Yes,
I just explained. Yeah.
If you go to Google and put in vitamin D.
Yes.
Vit-D space MS, and you'll get all sorts of links on there, and they're from good places, and you can read all about it.
Okay.
There is definitely a link between vitamin D and MS. How significant it is, as Dr. Podell pointed out, they're doing some work with that right now, and hopefully they'll have something definitive.
So it's worth me asking when I go for my appointment on Tuesday to ask my own neurologist
Or if you want, like I said, the information is right there on the web.
I will. Okay. And I guess it's good to get sunlight with reason.
They found that MS is less prevalent in the southern latitudes.
I know, like that. Let alone the fact that I'm from the Mediterranean, that makes no difference. I'm not so sure that that's necessarily accurate, but maybe it's more.
Well, it's an epidemiological thing. It's what they find, so it's.
It's not where your ancestry is. It's where you're bundled up now.
Yeah, where you are.
Well, 56 years. I'm a New Yorker. What can I say?
Yeah, there you are. You're not in the southern latitudes anymore.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your listening.
All right. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number. Give us a call. And next we have Cecilia from Lincroft, New Jersey. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi.
Got a question for us?
Yes, I do. About selenium.
Okay.
I was taking it, and one day I read in the very fine print on the bottle, if one sees any change in fingernails, they should stop taking it immediately. And I wondered if you could speak to that. I noticed I have ridges in my fingernails, but I don't think I had them.
I hadn't seen that caution on selenium, so I can't. You know, I'd have to look that up. I hadn't seen anything.
Yeah, I forget what it is. It's like hardening or brittle or something. The answer is I don't know. There was something.
Yeah, it's and usually ridges means poor mineral absorption. So you may, you know, there may be some reason why you're not absorbing your minerals properly. Excuse me, and that could be as a result of low stomach acid. But you'd have to have that checked out by your doctor. Okay, Cecilia, thanks so much for that call. All right, you hear that nice music? That means we have to pause for this brief message.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there.
we want you to stay right there, listen to the news, and when we return, which should be at about 5.5 minutes after 3 o'clock, we will continue to take your calls. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Okay, and as I said, this is a two-hour show, and we'll be back at about 5.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest.